Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Trish.
And I'm Thaddeus, and you're listening to the Fallen Short Podcast. This week, we are talking about fear. Not living in fear, overcoming fear, that type of fear. Not talking about the fear of God, but talking about the fears that we have in our world. And don't be mistaken, today is September 1st. And yes, there was no episode last week. We had decided to take the week off because we needed to just take a breather because we've had a busy summer. So, yes, this is September 1st and this is episode 16. You didn't miss one if you've been listening. We just took last week off. So, again, this week we're talking about fear.
So as I was thinking about what we should be talking about next, I want to keep relevant to what I feel like is going on in our society and in our culture. And I think for me, when I look at our culture and I look at what's going on around us, what I just see when I'm out shopping or driving or pretty much anywhere right now is I just see a blanket of fear over people. And I see fear for so many reasons. I see fear of what's going on with the pandemic and all the craziness that that has in and of itself. I see fear because of what's going on politically and all of that. And then I see fear when it comes to our economy and, you know, worrying about school and what the fall will look like for the students. And there's just so much fear of, can I as a parent take on this responsibility to do distance learning with my children or to do school online, or if my kid is in the classroom, will they have to, if they wear a mask all day, are they going to be able to breathe? Or if they're in the classroom, are they going to get sick? And I feel like no matter which way we can look at what's going on in our society, there's a spirit of fear that kind of creeps in. And even honestly, like when you're walking in the store and you just see face masks on people and you're not seeing their face, it's just so, almost feels like a little bit of oppression, you know, you just feel the heaviness of it and you don't get to see the smiles behind the masks and you see the eyes, but there's still so much to the person. You don't see their facial expressions and all of that. And I just feel like there's such a heaviness right now. And I wanted to talk about that because I believe that as believers, we're still humans and we're still being faced with all the same feelings and emotions. It's just whether we cope with them or not, or how we handle the fear that creeps in when it comes. And so I love Isaiah 41:10. I could sing it to you guys. I taught my kids this verse because it's a little song, but Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And there's so many good stories in the Bible where God tells the people not to be afraid and tells them that he's going to comfort them. And even though maybe there's war going on or there's uncertainty or there's a pandemic or there's famine, whatever it is, God is with us, right, as believers. And I was thinking about the children of Israel and how they were wandering in the desert and they were kind of wanting to go back to how things were because it felt safe to them. To go back to Egypt and become slaves again, because to them, that was what they felt familiar with. And the fear of the unknown for them was uncomfortable. And they were afraid to go in and take the promised land and afraid to face the giants that were in the land, literally and figuratively. And it really kept them back for years, 40 years. And I just think it's cool when you read in Deuteronomy where Moses tells Joshua about going into the promised land. Deuteronomy 31:7 says, "Then Moses called for Joshua, and all of Israel watched. He said to him, 'Be strong and courageous, For you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to the ancestors he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them into their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you or abandon you. And Moses was telling Joshua, hey, you know what? You're going to go into this new territory. There's going to be obstacles, of course, but God, he goes before you and he's preparing the way for you. And there are promises that God wants to give you and promises that God has to fulfill for the people of Israel. And the thing is, guys, the fear of what of the unknown kept the a lot of children of Israel out of the promised land. Their complaining kept them out of the promised land. Not trusting God kept them out of the promised land. And I know for me, I don't want to be like that. I really don't want to be like the children of Israel and let fear keep me from my promises that God has for me. And so it's taking that step of faith and trusting God.
And then I always think about whenever I hear the be strong and courageous, I think about in Joshua 1, where it's repeated and repeated and repeated, where the Lord's speaking to Joshua in, I think it, and starting in verse 6, so Joshua 1:6, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. So we're going back to what Trish was reading in Deuteronomy. But then verse 7 starts off, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And then verse 9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Over and over and over again, we need to be reminded of this, right?
Right. So, I mean, Moses is talking to Joshua in Deuteronomy, right? And then in Joshua 1, the Lord is speaking to Joshua directly and is telling him, remember what Moses told you, right? Just because it was Moses speaking doesn't mean it wasn't from me, the Lord.
And I think the reason why Joshua had to be reminded multiple times to be strong and courageous and not to be afraid or dismayed was because he was probably being faced with that, not just with him himself, but with the people around him, and the people in his community were afraid and they were discouraged and they were dismayed. And so Joshua had to be a beacon of hope to those around him. And so when those feelings would creep in, he had to be strong and courageous. And I feel kind of like that's how the time and the season we're living in right now is, where we can either succumb to what's happening around us in the world and all the fear and all the horror that's going on, or we can try to be strong and courageous and be a beacon of hope and be like a Joshua and lead people to a promised land and lead people to a place of hope that God has for them.
And that's obviously very different today than what Joshua was setting foot into, but it could be a variety of things. It could be standing up for something you believe in, where you maybe are more timid, but you need to not have that fearfulness of stepping out into something that you feel God pulling on you to do. But it also could be in something of just starting on a new adventure, where you're maybe a new job or something like that, or going back to school, whether back to college or, you know, younger, going back to high school or middle school or whatever. And the fear of, okay, what's this going to look like now? Because it's completely different in the world of the pandemic. And so having that courage and strength to go into that with, okay, God is going to protect me and he's also going to steer me so that I can make the right decision in what I'm stepping into.
And I can think of two particular times in my life where I really dealt with fear. One was as a young child. I was scared of the dark, scared to be in my bedroom alone at night. I have stories as to probably why that had developed, but I remember when my parents would tuck me in at night, they would always tell me the scripture that says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And just reminding me that Trish, Jesus who lives inside of you is greater than anybody in the world who would ever try to hurt you, any demon in hell that would ever try to come and torment you or bother you. Jesus inside of you is greater. And I think for me, that was a scripture that I needed to hear at that time and a scripture that I've had to remember a lot over my life. And then the other story was a few years back, I was out on a walk at night with a friend and we had two guys try to jump out of the bushes at us and try to grab us. And it was in the middle of the night, you know, nice and safe, middle of the night, walk around the lake. And these two guys try to come at us. And I, in the heat of the moment, I'm a fighter because I had four brothers growing up. And so in the heat of the moment, I swung at them with my water bottle and said, can I help you? Do you have a problem? You know, and just kind of went for it and was willing to defend myself. And the cops found them and all of that was fine and dandy and was taken care of. And in the heat of the moment, my adrenaline had kicked in and I was ready to fight and awesome. But then it was after that when I went home and the weeks following that and the months following that where I started to feel fearful and fearful to go outside by myself and all of that and just having that spirit of fear. And I clung to the verse in the season that says, it's 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. And just reminding myself, like, this spirit of fear that I have inside of me is not from God. This is not a thing from God, because God gives me power and he gives me love and he gives me a sound mind. And trusting that God protected me in that moment, and God's protected me in a lot of circumstances in my life where I've been in compromising situations. So why would God stop protecting me now? Like, I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. And I have had bad things happen to me, and it's easy to let those bad things, I think, cause your heart to be gripped with fear. And I think sometimes, you know, it's like that PTSD, like, will trigger back. But then just to remind myself, nope, God hasn't given me a spirit of fear. And just greater is he who is in me than he who is in this world. And just trying to cling to those verses. And if you're like me, maybe just having verses visually in your house for yourself to see, it always is helpful for me just to let the word of God set my mind and my heart free and just cling to those verses and roll over them over and over and over again in my head, because it's easy to let the fear and intimidation of the world drown out what God is trying to say. And I think that's especially relevant right now when we're dealing with this pandemic and we're dealing with all the fear that is going on of the unknown and the uncertainty and is our economy going to crash and all of that, and trying to trust God through this season.
In Ephesians, where it talks about putting on the armor of, you know, God, and really taking those, the metaphor of it in your daily, you know, day to day, of putting that on and shoring yourself up for what you may be facing that day. And if I remember correctly, I don't have it in front of me, but when it talks about that, it also then talks about, like, to pray continually in that aspect. And I think it's Paul writing, and, you know, to pray for him too is in the letter to the Ephesians, but to continue to be in the spirit and praying and taking on that, so that you are prepared and you are ready to go to battle, but battle and what's in front of you for that day.
What is that scripture that says to be wise as serpents, as harmless as a dove, right? To know, like you say, like, be prepared mentally. Like, there's bad stuff in the world and bad things could happen, but how do you be harmless as a dove? And how do you cling to God as your refuge and your strength? And how do you cling to God to bring peace to your heart and your mind? And applying all of that, I think, is huge, because it's easy sometimes to know something. It's a whole another level of knowing what to apply things. But it's letting the truth of God and the truth of the word of God outweigh what the world is telling us, what politics is telling us, what the pandemic is telling us, what the economy is telling us, what the spirit of fear and intimidation are telling us, and letting the word of God just saturate us and letting the truth of God in and trusting God with our whole heart. And bad things are going to happen. Bad things will happen. But trusting God, I think, is huge, and not fearing those things. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Like, there is so much power in the name of Jesus. And if, you know, you're struggling sleeping at night and you're struggling with fear and anxiety and whatever it may be, just praying Jesus' name. And I know for me, a practice I got into as a young child, another thing my parents encouraged me to do when I was struggling at night to fall asleep and having lots of fear, was just sing Jesus Loves Me, because the enemy, he can't come against you when you have the name of Jesus. It's like a weapon. It's, you're yielding a powerful name, something that's so much powerful that can drive back the forces of hell and the gates of hell, and can push back the enemy and divide darkness. And so in Jesus' name, we just sing Jesus Loves Me is what I would do as a little girl, and having Jesus come in and comfort me. And so if nothing else, a great application when you're feeling fearful is just singing Jesus' name, saying his name. Because here's the thing, guys, it's not a question of whether you're supposed to be here or not. God created you for this time, for this season, for a purpose here on earth, for right now. So despite all that's going on in our economy and despite all that's going on in the world around us, you are alive and here in 2020. If you are hearing this with your ears, you are alive. There is no doubt about it. You got a pulse, your heart is beating, all of the things. And God has a purpose for you, and he has created you for this time. So do things, face the fear, be strong and courageous. Let God be your refuge and your strength.
And when it comes down to it, we're all human individuals, and we're all going to come across things that are going to cause us to exhibit fear. But it's a matter of not living in that fear, right, and being able to, like Trish just said, to face it and to be strong and courageous when doing so.
So you guys all probably know, and she doesn't need to be known by me because she's famous enough, but Joyce Meyer, she talks a lot about doing things afraid and doing things just trusting God and having your faith in God. And her saying is, do it afraid. And if you haven't listened to much of her, she's awesome and a great encouragement to me. I'd encourage you, check out her podcast. She has, I think it's called Enjoying Everyday Life. Some good stuff on there. If you're struggling with fear and anxiety, she would be a great resource. She also has a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. And there's just a lot of really good stuff out there by her.
And if you are questioning what we're saying or questioning how to face something in your life, those resources are great. The Bible is obviously a great resource. If you have questions for us, you can email us and we can try to answer those questions or direct you into a different resource.
We'd love to pray for you guys.
Love to pray for you as well. So you can email us at info@fallenshortpodcast.com. And just like every other podcast, we'd appreciate if you could subscribe or like it or share it with your friends. And until next week, I'm Thaddeus.
And I'm Trish, and we love you guys.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.